great. The last time I was on World Surface was when we climbed the Shard. So we've gone from above ground to underground.
I'd forgotten you climbed the Shard, you madman. Tell me about how you managed to evade surveillance when you were running through underground tunnels and so on.
I'll tell you the dark secret about CCTV is that it doesn't even need to work. The purpose of CCTV cameras is that when we see them, we regulate our own behavior. We self-censor. And of course, we don't just censor ourselves, we censor each other. Because we're always concerned about whether or not we're being watched. And what we found again and again is that when we snuck into places and we went past those security cameras, very often no one was watching.
So, Brad, we're walking along again because you're going to take me to a sewer, which obviously I'm really looking forward to.
This is always the way, isn't it? When you're looking for a sewer lid, you don't find one. There are thousands of them in the city.
So what's that?
That is electricity.
There's electricity,
That will be very shallow.
Yeah.
But we're coming up on the old Smithfield Market here.
That used to be the big market in London where they sold meat mostly.
It was. And the Smithfield Market, if you can imagine, is perched directly over the River Fleet.
As in Fleet Street?
As in Fleet Street, yeah. The River Fleet indeed runs under Fleet Street. If you were to open that street up, you would find that there's a fast-flowing river right underneath you. And that runs all the way from Hempstead Heath down to the Thames. Now, when Smithfield Market was operating, they would dump all of the sort of blood and carcasses from the animals they were butchering in the Fleet River, which made it one of the most foul rivers in London. And that's the reputation that it still has.
And so, you've walked along it, no doubt.
I have walked along it, yeah. I've actually walked the entire thing from... I went from King's Cross all the way down to the Thames, which took some time. Now, we've got the Holborn Viaduct just down from us, as you can see, and there are electricity tunnels running from the Holborn Viaduct, so we've got another layer of the city there. But what we're on top of right now is a manhole that goes down into the sewers.
Unfortunately, we're wearing sneakers, so you can't really sort of hear the metal, but I'm just going to hold the microphone down to your feet, Brad, so you can bang. Yeah, that definitely sounds like a manhole. So what am I going to fall through? What am I standing over?
No, you're absolutely fine. If you were to use a sewer key and open up this manhole, it would come up on a sort of hydraulic hinge, and you could climb down a ladder, which is not very deep at all, and you would find that the river is running right underneath the street. You can see ventilation for the river right there.
Yes, I can see sort of holes in the tarmac. People are actually standing on them, waiting to cross the street.
People are standing on it with no idea that there is a 150-year-old sewer system right underneath them, comprised of 318 million hand-laid bricks. It's an incredible feat of engineering, this sewer system. And imagine this, Joseph Bazalgette, when he built that sewer system, he said, this sewer system is going to last London.
Just remind me who he was.
Bazalgette was the engineer who built the sewer system. And when he built it, he said, this is going to last London for the next 150 years. And it has. Can you imagine building an infrastructural system today that would last for 150 years? I can't. And it was built by hand. This is the wonder of London. We're constantly on top of all of these layers of history. And all it takes to unravel it is a sewer key.